Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Carrie Donahue, in for Rebecca Ibarra. It's Thursday, June 2nd, and we're bringing you real-time news, fresh like live radio, but on demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest.
The UK is honoring Queen Elizabeth's historic reign with a four-day platinum jubilee celebration that began today. But the 96-year-old monarch has already pulled out of a church service planned for tomorrow after experiencing discomfort this afternoon. The Queen has had mobility issues in recent months, but the platinum jubilee will continue on with parades, concerts, military, and religious ceremonies.
Michael Avenatti will probably not be running for president in 2024. The Mueller Report era of resistance Twitter poster child was just sentenced to 4 years in prison for stealing $300,000 from adult film star Stormy Daniels. Donald Trump, alleged affair. Michael Cohen, I'm sorry, I can't bring myself to go through this again. Avenatti is currently serving time for trying to extort Nike, and he's about to go on trial in California for, let me check my notes here, embezzlement, tax fraud, and bankruptcy fraud.
Police in Tulsa say they have a motive and a timeline for a mass shooting that took place at a hospital yesterday afternoon. The Tulsa police say, according to a letter found at the scene, the gunman targeted a surgeon who'd operated on his back last month. He also killed three others in the same medical office. When police arrived, he fatally shot himself. Authorities say the man bought one of the guns he used, an AR-15-style rifle, just hours before the shooting.
Amber Heard says she plans to appeal the verdict in the Johnny Depp defamation lawsuit, and her lawyer says she may bring more evidence to a new trial. A jury in Virginia found Heard liable for defaming Depp in a 2018 Washington Post op-ed. Heard is now required to pay her ex-husband $15 million in damages. The jury also found Depp liable for defaming Heard and awarded her $2 million.
Not a bad day on Wall Street. The major indexes all gained ground for a change. The Dow was up 434 points, while the NASDAQ was up more than 2.6%. Shares of Meta jumped more than 5% after longtime COO Sheryl Sandberg announced she's leaving the company. I don't know how I'd take that if I were her.
Hey, are you listening to us on Facebook right now? Well, newsflash, Facebook is getting rid of all podcasts, including this one, next week. So please, please take a moment right now if you can to follow us, The Refresh, on another podcast service like Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Rebecca is out today, but coming up, the two of us play a little game that we like to call Two Headlines and a Lie. The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners like Calendly, Gong, and HubSpot. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone.
A new treatment has proven effective at reversing one woman's late-stage pancreatic cancer, one of the deadliest forms of the disease. The New England Journal of Medicine published the results of this experimental therapy, where T-cells from a patient's immune system were genetically modified to target the cancer. It's very early, but researchers are optimistic about the potential for future cancer therapies.
Bumblebees are now fish. No, that's not some riddle. Three judges in California have ruled that bees can actually be classified as fish under the state's environmental laws. You see, bumblebees are headed towards extinction, and in California, they aren't specifically protected under the state's Endangered Species Act. But the act's definition of fish includes invertebrates, which bees are. So now, they're entitled to conservation protections.
A company in Queens, New York says it has successfully 3D printed and transplanted a human ear using a patient's own stem cells. The New York Times says this procedure is the first of its kind and a huge leap in the field of tissue engineering. The company, 3D Biotherapeutics, says it hopes to eventually make more custom body parts with this technology.
The podcasting scene is very crowded, but a few independent creators have managed to find an undiscovered niche. White noise shows. Like, that's it. Just white noise. The best part? Bloomberg says some of these channels are making bank in ads. One white noise team says they're making more than $18,000 a month in ads. In an unrelated announcement, I'm officially stepping down as co-host of The Refresh to launch a new side project, Dave Smith's Soothing Shush Sounds.
So imagine this, a world where to tell if you have COVID, you get sniffed by a dog before going to school or work or a concert or something. A new study by PLOS ONE indicates dogs can detect the coronavirus, even in people without symptoms, maybe better than PCR tests. Researchers say dogs already trained to detect odors like drugs and explosives can be taught in as little as 3 weeks to detect COVID.
Now it's time for our weekly game, Two Headlines and a Lie. Our friends over at Morning Brew, the daily newsletter, play this game every Thursday.
And of course, Maddie Merritt from Morning Brew is here again to play with us. Maddie, remind our listeners how this game works.
So I'm going to read you three news headlines. All of them might seem like they're real, but one is faker than blue raspberry flavoring.
Okay.
Dave and Rebecca, as always, you're going to guess which headline you think is the lie.
So, Rebecca, for many weeks, you were undefeated at this game, but the last few weeks, I think I've dragged you down to the loser circle with me.
So, yes, I am now in the loser circle, but also, if neither of us guesses, then the winner is Maddie. So, there's always a winner in this game.
Maddie's always a winner to me.
This is true.
Thank you guys so much.
You have become very good at tricking us, for what it's worth. And I am actually rooting for you this week. So, I would root for myself, but I am never going to win this game. That one time was a fluke.
Maddie, tell us those headlines. We're ready.
Headline A, Spain to force call centers to attend customers within 3 minutes. Headline B, a new TikTok trend created a ginger ale shortage for multiple airlines. And headline C, Jill Biden says she and the president settle arguments by fexting or fight texting.
I have to say, Dave, you and I report on the news daily for a living, yet every week Maddie comes and reminds me that I am just an uninformed, terrible person.
I'm going to say in terms of the headline C with Jill and Joe Biden fexting, I don't want to think about Jill and Joe Biden doing anything. I don't want to think about any sort of texting relationship that they have or just any relationship that they have. They are just a pair of sweet old grandparents to me. So yeah, I think I'm going to go with headline C, the one with Jill and Joe Biden fexting.
It sounds like a dirty word.
It really is a dirty word. I'm going to say headline A, Spain enforcing call centers to pick up calls within 3 minutes, because that to me is the most boring headline. Therefore, I think because it seems so boring and plain, it's fake, whereas the other ones seem funny, so they're real. That is my strategy this week.
Okay, we're diverging again.
Maddie, tell us who wins.
Well, I actually win because both of you are wrong.
Oh my God. This is the second week in a row this happened. Oh my God.
I should have known better because any news about TikTok trends tends to be fake.
But there's got to be a TikTok trend that does involve ginger ale and airplanes somewhere, right?
There are a lot of people like posting like, ginger ale on a plane hits so hard.
It's the new tomato juice. Everyone used to order tomato juice on planes and now it seems to be ginger ale.
Rebecca, you sound very old talking about tomato juice. Unbelievable. Revealing your age much, Rebecca?
Either way, it doesn't matter because we're both wrong. That's a fake headline. Maddie, tell us about the real headlines.
So, yeah, Spain is trying to limit the wait times for all customer service calls to just 3 minutes. The government approved a draft bill that would require call centers to help the caller in 3 minutes and require the option to speak to an actual person, not a chatbot.
Wow. Good for Spain.
I love that. Because I'm always the one yelling at the phone, agent, 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 like the old person.
Once again, you are sounding super old, Rebecca.
Age customer service, please.
Sipping her tomato juice.
Exactly. Please, I'm so confused.
Oh, I am a geriatric millennial.
Yep. So tell us more about headline C then, which is also real.
Yes. So First Lady Jill Biden told Harper's Bazaar magazine that her and Joe Biden settle arguments by what they call fexting or fight texting. Apparently, when Joe was vice president, the two decided to hash out their arguments over text so that they wouldn't fight in front of the Secret Service agents. And they've been fexting ever since.
Please, we got to come up with a different name.
Maddie, thank you as always. And be sure to subscribe to Morning Brew and listen to the Refresh from Insider again next Thursday for another two headlines and a lie.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Carrie Donahue.
And I'm Dave Smith. Talk to you soon.